welcome to the very first episode of my new podcast, my new life, TVI Podcast. My name is Ethan. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Thank you guys so much for giving this a listen. I've been wanting to do this ever since I got home from the hospital. The reason being is because I had no idea what a traumatic brain injury was, until, unfortunately, I got it. It's an injury that I thought, you know what, I don't think many people suffer from this, probably a couple hundred thousand people. I don't think it's that important. How wrong I was. Around 69 million people sustain a traumatic brain injury globally. 69 million people. And in the U.S., 2.8 million people sustain a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. Just wanted to give those numbers out just to let you all know that this isn't a injury that happens sometimes. No, this is an injury that millions and millions of people suffer from every single year. Crazy. The reason why I say crazy is, why haven't I heard of this? I know, if I took a kinesiology class in high school, maybe I would have known. But if globally 69 million people suffer from this every year, why isn't this talked about? Because if here in the U.S., 2.8 million people sustain a TBI, traumatic brain injury, every year, it's definitely a high chance that you've know or met someone that has suffered from this. And if you know me, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. What is a TBI? What is a traumatic brain injury? Traumatic brain injury is an injury that's caused by an external force. External force may be a car, maybe a stone, a brick. Coming in contact with your head. In my case, I was hit by a car. So there was definitely an external force that came upon me and had a pretty big blow to my head. I'm guessing. The reason why I'm guessing is because I don't remember the accident. So blessed about that. But I'm just going to assume. Just going to make a guess. This injury could lead to temporary or permanent change in the brain function. You guys might be asking, all right, how is that possible? Yeah, of course, something hits your head and then your brain moves around, but what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So, in your brain, around your brain, there are axons. Axons around your brain, which are nerve cells. Nerve cells, what they do in your brain, or connecting to your brain, is they help with motor control being movement, cognitive abilities such as thinking, such as reacting, speech control, being able to communicate, being able to talk. Those are a few things that the nerve cells or axons help with your brain to let your body know. The traumatic brain injury which I got was a diffuse axonal injury. Again, what that injury is with a traumatic brain injury, what tends to happen is axons, those things that could help the brain communicate to the body of how to control certain things. What happens in a brain injury is that those axons are cut. Take a rubber band that's connecting from, I don't know, let's just say, connects from one side of the room to the other side of the room. And it's all spread out. Take that as an axon. Takes that as a nerve cell. Say one side of the room is a brain. The other side of the room is your spinal cord, because there's a lot of connections from the brain and the spinal cord. Say that's a cognitive axon. That's cut. There's hundreds and thousands of axons that are across your brain, connecting from your brain to the rest of the body, specifically spinal cord. But if that's cut, and say it works on your thinking abilities, if that's cut, you might not even be able to think the way that you originally can. So cutting those axons could cause you to have to relearn the skill which you've learned ever since you're little and you're constantly working on it. I'm not saying you mastered it, but you have a pretty good understanding. But if that axon is cut, you're going to have to relearn it. But the diffuse axonal injury, it wasn't just one area of the brain. The diffused part of that injury means that a lot of areas were affected, which means my cognitive abilities, my speaking abilities, my motor abilities, they're all cut. All cut. Not everything, but there are different systems where the axons were cut. And it was a very, very, very crazy thing to think about. Because with these injuries, a traumatic brain injury, in my specific, a diffuse axonal injury, what if I wasn't able to think again? What if I wasn't able to walk again? What if I wasn't able to talk again? That could have happened. I could have when I woke up, I could have just, the only thing I could do is just open my eyes, not move, not talk, just open my eyes. It's very hard for me to imagine, because that would mean that I won't be able to function like I used to. Very, very difficult thing to cope with if I were to have gained that. Not gained that, but lost those control. For a diffuse axonal injury, everyone that wakes up from a diffuse axonal injury, they're in a coma. Like me. I was in a coma for 2 weeks. 1.5, 2 weeks. And it was so funny because I remember waking up in the hospital. I'm blessed because I don't remember my injury at all. My brain completely shut off when that accident happened. So I'm blessed that I don't remember, or else I probably would never want to get into a car, never want to walk again, never want to go on runs again. But I woke up 2 weeks into being in the hospital. And I woke up and I got my cognitive abilities a little bit back. And I saw my mom. My mom looked at me and she looked happy. I was like, "Mom, where am I? What's happening?" And she said, "Ethan, you're in the hospital." At that time, I couldn't really think fully, but I was just so confused. It's like, what am I doing in the hospital? My mom told me, "Ethan, you were hit by a car." I was like, no way. Again, I wasn't able to fully think, fully identify certain things. So I was like, dang. And then my mom said, "Ethan, you've been here 2 weeks." I was like, stop lying. I just woke up. She was like, "No, Ethan, you've been here 2 weeks." I was like, "What do you mean?" That was because I was in a coma for 2 weeks. In a coma for 2 weeks. Not knowing anything. Not knowing anything. 2 weeks. Patients who have a diffuse axonal injury, 90% of the patients don't regain the consciousness. So I'm blessed that I'm part of that 10%. But 90% of people who sustain this injury don't regain their consciousness. So when I woke up, everyone was so happy, especially my parents. Now that I know this, now that I know 90% of patients don't regain their consciousness, now I understand why they were so, so happy. And those who regain their consciousness, they suffer from mental and physical limitations. So just think about that. Just think about that. Wow. Wow. And remind you, let me remind you, that globally, $69 million people suffer from a traumatic brain injury. Crazy. Crazy. So like I said, with the traumatic brain injury, it has to do with the contact from a force coming on and making contact with your head. And in my situation, it was a car. In regards to a TBI, there are three different levels and types of a traumatic brain injury. Mid, mild TBI, moderate TBI, and severe TBI. The mid TBI is a concussion. So if you've experienced a concussion, you're part of that 69 million people who suffer from a traumatic brain injury. With the mild TBI, it's a brief loss of consciousness. That is called mild TBI. Just eyes closing for a couple seconds, then waking back up. I've never faced a concussion. But I mean, my concussion was pretty gnarly. But now I understand that a concussion is a TBI. Moderate TBI is a loss of consciousness for a longer period, up to 24 hours. That has to be scary. Imagine getting hit in the head so hard that all you know and all you remember is waking up the next day. How confused would you be? Pretty confused. But for a severe TBI, it's a loss of consciousness from over 24 hours. That's me. That was me. This is important for all you listeners to know. Because like I said, I had no idea about a traumatic brain injury until it happened to me. This is so important for everyone to know. Because it's not just a every once in a while injury. It's a pretty high percent chance that you know people that have a traumatic brain injury. Crazy. Crazy. You guys might be looking at the table and looking at this. Looking at this. For my injury, my diffuse axonal injury, what happened was when I was hit by the car, half my skull fractured. So that definitely got me to understand that my brain moved so fast over and knocked that skull completely out. It broke it. That's how powerful your brain is. Pretty crazy. That's how powerful your brain is. And so for about a month when I got home, and even after my being in the hospital, half my head looked like there was a big dent. Big dent right in the middle. Not in the middle, on my left side. And what I had to do to make sure that if anything falls on it, if anything makes contact with my head, I need to be protected. What this is, it's a helmet. I had to wear this for a couple months after my second surgery. And yeah, if you guys could see, there's a lot of things that were added to this, not by me, but by my family and my friends. First off, right in the front, Love Child, shout out to you, Noah. Thank you so much for this sticker. It's a really cool thing to put right in the front. So thank you. Shout out to Love Child. Thank you. Nice little shout out. A little sunflower here. Some stickers that some kids put on. And in the back, my amazing sister putting the words, "Kick me," on the back. I'm lucky that no one listened to that, I think, other than my sister and probably some of my family members. But that was my sister. So thank you, Lexi. I love you so much. But this helmet means so much to me. Because every time I see this in my room, I think of what a story that I have. What a story. I'm blessed. I'm blessed that I got hit by that car. So blessed. The reason why, because this injury changed my life. Changed my life. Of course, this injury changed my ability to function from time, changed the way that I go about every single day. But most important thing that this injury gave me and told me is how blessed I am to still be here. Not even to still be here, to be here. Before my injury, I took every day as, all right, just another day. Wake up tomorrow and, yeah, cool. I'm blessed to wake up every single day. Every single day. I thank God. I thank Him for keeping me here. I thank Him for waking me up. I thank Him for allowing me to have enough energy in the day. Because in this world, that could all be gone like that. Like that. So the message that I have for you guys, for every day, is enjoy it. If you have a goal on your mind, don't wait till the next day. Don't wait till, oh, I'll do it next week. Because let's be real, if you wait till next week to do something, it's a very high percent chance that that's never going to be done. So when there's something on your mind, if there's something that you want to accomplish, do it. Just like this podcast. For the last year, I've been telling myself, I'm going to start this. But I'll get the stuff next week. I'll order everything that I need tomorrow, next week. In a month. And then I'll do it. If you have something on your mind, do it. Do it. Because you're here. You're still here. And you're here. Oh, man. That was a lot of things thrown at you guys, but thank you guys for listening to it. Today, I just wanted to give a description of what a traumatic brain injury is, and specifically my injury. I just wanted to inform you all about the nitty-gritty stuff so that you guys could take this into your understanding, take this into your knowledge, and understand it. Over the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to be talking about my story in the hospital, my story of rehab, the people that I've met. I'm going to have people come on and talk with me about their injuries that they faced and how it affected them. And so am I. But today, I just wanted to give you guys a little introduction to what a TBI is. So, when people come, when I get guests in, it's going to be more interactive, more fun. But today, I just wanted to start this podcast by enlightening you guys on this injury. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for giving this podcast a chance. The amount of support which I have received from starting this, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for. You guys are very special people to me. Each and every one of you guys. And I'm so blessed that I could share my story with you all. So thank you. Each and every one of you, thank you. And I cannot wait for you to join this journey with me. This is going to be so much fun. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, man. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope you all have a great, great rest of your day, rest of your night, everything. And I want to leave this podcast and every podcast that I make with one little statement. Statement is, live every day like it's your last. And always keep that beautiful smile on your face. 'Cause you're here.